What a great treat you're about to have. And I hope you were imagining getting ready to enter a dance hall. Maybe just sort of thinking about what it would be like. It's a nice sunny day today. What it would, add a little humidity to it. Think that you're in New Orleans, perhaps. It's a pleasure. Just about it. Well, most everybody here has been on SLB as part of a group before. Not everybody. 60% of them fall into that category. I guess I should be more accurate. You'll get a chance to meet everybody in a few moments, but we're just going to get started with three songs or so. It's our pleasure to let the good times roll with Grand Bonnerien.
A tune called Johnny Can't Dance. Great old time, or for traditional two-step, I guess. I guess the Cajun music has two-steps and waltzes and blues tunes, which are just basically slow two-steps. But we're going to do a waltz for you called Reno Waltz. This one has words.
In French. We'll be right back.
T'aimes quand même. Bon, je vois plus dans le monde comment je vais faire. Y'a plus personne à la maison, mais pour
we got another two-step called Bosco Stomp.
Ça t'a fait du mal à moi.
Dan Bonrian at the Saturday Light Brigade. I didn't go away. I was just sitting here listening and enjoying the music so much here. And gosh, you haven't been here live before playing ever.
No, we haven't.
And I've listened to the CDs lots and lots and lots. It's really fun to be able to watch it come together and to listen. It's been, what, about 18 years, I guess, 17, 18 years that you guys... What,
16, I think.
16, since 94 or so. And how did this all happen? Everyone's pointing at Chuck.
I'm partly guilty, yeah.
And Chuck's part of the 40% who I don't know entirely yet. Chuck Edenshin. Did I get that right?
It's Edenshin.
Edenshin.
Yeah. Good and, German name for a Cajun musician.
Yes, Edenshin, who's been playing accordion. And I don't think he's done too much on triangle or vocal yet, but it's in his capability statement here.
And I'm looking forward to playing the avocado a little later.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. So this was your idea, or at least your...
everyone certainly contributed as much as I, but I guess I was started at the beginning, was one of the people, Mark and I think we're together from the very beginning with this.
And what gives you your affection for this musical style?
I first heard Cajun music about 20 years ago. I was actually fortunate enough to hear there's a wonderful local Cajun musician named Susan Wagner who plays accordion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I heard Susan playing at a dance event one weekend and was just sort of mesmerized by the accordion. And then I began to listen to every kind of recording that I could find, and my wife was very generous to support me in doing that. And I just was immediately hooked on it. To me, it just seemed like a very distinctive, very different from any other kind of music I'd ever heard. And it had this kind of infectious rhythm that just got me going.
That's interesting. So it really just flipped on almost.
It flipped on some switch. I don't know what it is.
Susan, you know, it just came to you pretty much immediately. Now, Mark, you were here at the beginning too, or relatively at the beginning. And Mark Tampsville has been here in lots of bands and groups, and it's nice to have you back, here. How about for you in Cajun music? Can you explain?
Well, it all kind of started right around that time, and I was playing with a few other people. We had another arrangement of musicians, Cajun Fever.
Oh, yeah.
In those days, we were doing some local events, and that kind of started my early repertoire. And then Chuck and I got together for... some small jam things, and it grew into a dance season.
Yeah, and these monthly dances have been going on now for about 15 years, we think.
Yeah, and it's the first Saturday of every month at the Bulgarian-Macedonian Beneficial Association, which is actually BMNC Hall.
BMECC.
The
Bulgarian-Macedonian National Educational and Cultural Center.
Ah, there we go.
It's a mouthful, yes.
See,
it's over by the waterfront.
Yeah, over by the waterfront. You just go there, okay? I knew all this stuff, but they keep changing it, you know. But now also here, who has not been here, the other member of the 40% is Roberta Miller. Although I think we've met. You look familiar.
Yeah, I brought my daughter Abby here for one of the Father's Day cards.
Yeah. Thank you. That was kind of bugging me. now, I know you're going to think this is patronizing, and it's not. I was really into the triangle during – seriously, I've – because I've played percussion, and I like the way percussion instruments can sort of rise above and float and come back down. And that's got to get a little wearying, though, to keep that up. Does it? I mean, I would think it would be pretty hard to keep doing that because it's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, it looks like it ought to be very easy, and it took me quite a few practice sessions of being in the other room playing while the other guys were practicing to get to where I had the rhythm reasonably solid. And my nerves start to jangle a little bit on that side after playing it for a full dance.
Bet. And also having to dampen the instrument every so often so that the note doesn't sustain. And watching you do that, I mean, it ain't just clanging on a dinner bell, is what. And it was really fun to watch you play that.
Thank you.
She's picked up a fiddle. Now Roberta will be doing that. And I had a question for both you and Annie. Annie Trimble is here too. The French songs that you sang, are you fluent enough to feel the words as you're singing them and what they mean?
Sort of, yeah. I took a year of French in college, and I'm sure Roberta's much more fluent in it than I am.
And the first song you played was, it seemed, you know, I don't know if you saw me, Kurt did. I was like, my heart was going pitter-patter because it sounded like it was a love song. For all I know, it wasn't. But
that was Reno Waltz, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cajun music tends to be a bit dark.
It can be deceptive,
morbid. Yeah.
Yeah, the lyric just sounded, the duets you were doing just, you know, sounded so heavenly. And what did they mean, or what was the theme of them?
Go ahead.
It turns out that doesn't actually have the translation in it.
Oh, that's okay. I don't.
Yeah, that particular one, I don't think I can easily translate.
That's okay. I was just curious if I was being romanced by, like, a song designed to tell me to get out of the house and don't come back.
So the first line is, "This is the place that I want to die in the arms of my dear one." So.
Lovely.
Well, that's if I could chime in, they're often like that. The songs are often these unbelievably beautiful or even very lively tunes, but the words are often about hardship and loss and
especially,
things like that.
Drinking. Yeah.
Tumakite is in almost all of the songs, which means you left me.
Okay. It's French bluegrass, in other words.
Yeah.
Anyways, Annie, you've been involved for quite a long time with the group, too, and Kurt, Annie Trimble and Kurt Cooper, who you know from Southwind. They've been here before. It's so great the way the five of you come together. Do you play out beyond the dance? Do you get out to do parties or other shows?
Weddings, parties, anything, as the CD title goes. Yeah, we play weddings. We play different kinds of parties. We've, I guess, gone as far as Ann Arbor and Washington, D.C. Those are probably the longest distances.
Annapolis.
Annapolis. But there's actually a lot of there's a lot of performing we can do right here in Pittsburgh, which is great.
That's fantastic.
And it's mainly dance music. It's not concert stuff, you know. It's just, you have to get up and dance. It's the best kind of a, applause for a Cajun
band.
Well,
Pittsburgh has a good dance community, and it's multi-generational, too, which is really fantastic.
Also multi-genre too. You have international folk, and you have contra dance, square dance, Cajun dancing, all of that. It's a huge
dance and people movement. Willing to do all of them, not just sticking to their one favorite style.
Yes,
we got lots of time for music, and I'd like to sort of. What I was thinking is maybe turn it over for another, unless you need breaks in between the songs, maybe for another set of three or so, and then we may have time for one more after that. I want to be sure we get lots of music in. It's so great to have these guys here. It's like having an orchestra right in our studio. And let's see, we got two fiddles next. The triangle has been exchanged for the fiddle, and the avocado has come out. Chuck does have an avocado.
It's not a real avocado. It's a percussive one.
Ah, okay. It's a shaky avocado. And I'll turn off my shaky microphone and turn it back to Grand Von Rien.
This is one of my favorite waltzes. I need a little more up in here. Yeah, thank you. Because I sing late on this song, but it's called Marie Marie. Marie died, basically, or is dead.
Sauté, t'apprêt chanté. Ton pas qu'on est n'a plus Marie. Marie mourit, Marie Marie, Marie. mon canton, ma plus carie. Marie mourit, Marie mourit.
Very upbeat song. This is actually has some nice words to it. I'm going to gallop down to Mamu and buy sugar and ribbons and stuff for the old ladies.
This is the first Cajun song I ever heard back in 1978. And I was on a flight from Monroe, Louisiana to New Orleans coming back to Pittsburgh. And the In-Flight magazine had an article in there about Dewey Buffaw, a great Cajun fiddler, and his family. And in the middle of the magazine was one of these, back in those era, they had these inserts, and it was a pressed vinyl record, the little thin paper ones, or, you know, thin vinyl sheets, and on it had four Cajun tunes. The first tune I ever heard when I finally got home and got it on my turntable was this next song we have. It's called Tigalo Por Mamu. Triple fiddles.
Yeah.
Coming in anyway, I said that was unbelievable. That was just seeing the triple fiddles there.
Just a wall of fiddles.
Oh my gosh! And I did want to poke my head in here for a minute. Earl Green writes.
Well, buddy.
Earl Green from La Mirada, California. Kurt and Annie, sounds great. I wish we were all at Bass Lake. Great memories, all the best. And I'm sure you understand that even more than I do. But I'm glad. It's pretty early in California, and, you know, they get 3 more hours of life on this planet, you know. Or is it all light? Yeah, or of light.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what to do at 6 o'clock tonight, but whenever all that stuff is supposed to happen and the world comes to an end as predicted. I don't think it's coming to an end.
At least we got to be on the Saturday Night Brigade in time.
What time is that supposed to happen?
6 o'clock today.
6?
Yeah, I okay. think.
I don't know, Eastern Standard Time or Greenwich Mean Time.
I don't see how the world could possibly be ending with music like
that. Is it going to be following the time zone as the world collapses?
We were talking about right. this. Which, you know,
is that Eastern Standard Time?
Everybody's going to go at 6 o'clock their own time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 Central. That's right. I think, okay. I mean, we have until, you know, about 11:59:50. You know how your song's longer than I do, and I want to be sure we get plenty in. We haven't mentioned, it's simply Grand Bon Rien, Grand, B-O-N-R-I-E-N, .com, and that's where you can find out where these guys are playing. The next dance at the Bulgarian Hall in Homestead coming up the first Saturday of every month, June 4th, is the next one. And
it's actually the last one of the season. We started up again in September or October.
Oh, okay. I was hoping there'd be some more. But
that was before.
There is September or October.
Well, yeah, more after that. And CDs out there anywhere?
No.
No.
Unfortunately.
We have some recordings of you somewhere, but nothing available.
Well, we got to open for Jeff Moldauer about, I guess, in 2001 for the Calliope concert series, and we got a good demo out of that one.
Okay.
But that's it.
That's probably what you heard. Yeah.
Well, let me throw it right back to you guys, along with our thanks for having you here.
Yeah. You bet, yeah.
Thank you.
my goodness, dang, I've been infected or affected. I was almost up and dancing. Grant Bondurant, join us again next week at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, WSAJ Grove City, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org.